Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Lyndon LaRouche joining us. We'll have open phones with him as well. Who's been home the longest? John and then Jackie. At least I got to get to you now. You're a trooper, John. Thank you and God bless you. You're on the air from Illinois. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, first of all, I want to say thank you. And, you know, going with that caller from Virginia, your content, you know, the message that you're sending out there is so important and so strong. It doesn't matter how you're dressing. So that's number one. And then I have two ideas for you and one platform for you, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
Okay. First idea is, you know how you're looking for a catch-all first, like prostitutes for your media thing?
Yeah, I think Dung Beetle Media, Sewer Stream Media, Trader Media. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a combination of two words, and it's real simple. The first word is enemy, the second word is media, enemedia.
Enemedia.
Yeah.
Enemy media, just enemy media.
Yeah, any media. Yeah, that's it.
Any media, yeah.
Yeah, like enemy and media, any media.
I think it's good. I like it.
All right. And the second idea I have for you is that maybe we could have a money bomb for a We the People law firm and get somebody like one of your guests. I think his name was Edward Griffin before the sheriff. That's a lawyer. And kind of like get our own little constitutional law firm going to help out with the cases that are out there.
I hear you. You know, there are a lot of great constitutional law firms out there. It's just actually defending lawsuits or getting into them. I mean, you know, it can be $100,000 or more per suit. I mean, I know that constitutional lawyer is Stuart Rhodes, and he's suing Pittsburgh for Rob Due. I mean, I defended Rob Due in court. I think it's about $5,000 to get him to drop the case against him. It was about $5,000 I paid out, so I defend my guys when they get arrested, even though I told them to get out of there that night. They're like, well, we're on a hill videotaping them beating people. We're 300 yards away, and I said, they're going to arrest you. But I'm not doing anything. I'm up on a hill videotaping. I'm media. They're going to arrest you. Only one that listened was Burmis. I was like, get out of there, Burmis. Burmis like, yes, I agree. They just beat some girl in the head with a billy club. Burmis got out of there. Dude got arrested. Great ideas, my friend. Thank you for that information, John. Jackie and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a newly awakened individual, and personally, I'd like to go back to bed and pull the covers up because it's scary out here. But anyways, I was wondering, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to prepare for, what's going to be the depth of it, or how long. So I was wondering if you could give me some ideas as to what I should, you know, what I should do to prepare. And then I just had a comment about also, why hasn't anybody tried to bring up charges of treason against President Obama for all the list of things that he's done? I mean, every other president, I think Bush sneezed and they wanted to put him up on treason charges and so on, or impeachment charges, I mean. So why hasn't anybody tried to do that, impeach Obama for all the things that he's done?
You know, that's a great question. And the answer is the establishment likes what he's doing. The establishment owns the Republican and Democratic parties at the top, and they're demonizing good people like Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders, who's an independent. Anybody who's independent, they go after. I mean, I've read the case. Lyndon LaRouche, famous statesman, researcher, they set him up and put him in prison on trumped up, you know, garbage. This is what they do, whether you're left, right, libertarian, American system, whatever it is. All of this stuff is going on. Now, Chris Hedges is the Pulitzer Prize winner. He is suing Obama over NDAA. But as for your very important question, how will the crises look? There's different permutations of it, but we're in a global meltdown. And the reason all the economies are going down is because of the fiat currency derivative system. And so what will the ruling elite do to try to divert people away from what they've done? They'll start wars. Okay, so I'm going to answer that question with Lyndon LaRouche. On the other side, we'll continue with your calls as well with our guests. Stay with us.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a man joining us for the balance of the hour. We'll get to your calls coming up after the half hour. Even though they're for us earlier, he can speak on all these issues. Who doesn't need any introduction? Lyndon LaRouche, obviously everybody knows who he is. If you don't know who he is, you must have been hiding under a rock. He is very accurately, from my own separate research, I mean, I don't just believe what he says, broken down how this global elite is functioning, what their goals are, eugenics, world population reduction, post-industrial world. They want to shut down development as part of a global corporate takeover to consolidate power. And they see anyone being informed or independent as a threat to them. They use poverty just as ancient feudal lords used poverty to control their populations. You know, handbooks were written on this in Europe. They were written on it in England. The Japanese had a similar system to it during their feudal periods. This is a system of control. And now they're announcing $63 billion to militarize the airspace in the next 5 years with 30,000 drones. That's Associated Press. Weaponized drones, spy drones, watching farmers, same plan. It's a unified global agenda. Look at Europe, BBC, spying on Europe's farmers with satellites and drones, BBC. So there's a method of the madness. Lyndon LaRouche is accurately, 20 years ago, or more predicted how the meltdown would happen, what the derivatives would do, that they would precipitate big wars out of that. But the issue is the Anglo-American establishment that Carol Quigley and others that work for him, you know, basically concurs with Lynn LaRouge's analysis. They believe they're going to navigate the controlled crisis and that they're going to use the implosion to pose as saviors, take over Europe, have the nation states sign over all their rights to the bankers, just like they do in third world countries. And they're planning it here. They're now admitting they want to secretly arrest citizens with NDAA, that they want to censor the web. They're firing people like Andrew Napolitano at Fox so he can't talk about the New World Order. All of this is happening. So we can see the globalists are moving with proxy wars all over the Middle East, with Iran. Lenin LaRouche, it's all, it looks like, coming to a head. And so I want to understand the method to their madness. I want your breakdown on, are things going well for them, and what do you predict is going to happen next, sir?
Well, what we're faced with is an intention, and it's complicated in one sense. The upfront danger is the likelihood that in this early period, now, it could be weeks, it could be almost any time, there are factors that determine whether this happens or not and what time it occurs in. But generally, I would say the trend right now is it's going to happen. Now, you know that the U.S. Navy has in its submarine fleet enough capability in thermonuclear weaponry to, in a single throw, destroy most of this planet. The whole idea of nuclear warfare is now is almost a joke relative to what the potential has become now. Now, this is being steered from London and also from Wall Street. Now, they're pretty much the same thing. They represent the same mentality. You see what they've done to our economy already. We have a period right now going into the middle of the spring and summer that if we don't get a new planning of the type we need, some people are going to start dying from hunger. It's that bad. Look at whole categories of things we use to manufacture as a leading part of the world's nations. We don't produce it anymore. What we have is a gigantic population of Wall Street types who's nothing but parasites. They don't produce anything. They produce promissory notes that can never be redeemed. But this system is now coming to an end. That is the economic system in its present form. And unless we make certain changes which are consistent actually with the intention of the formation of this United States Constitution, unless we go to that kind of direction, this world is not going to be a very pleasant place to live in very soon. Now, the particular danger is this. The center of the problem lies in London. It lies in the British Empire. Now, some people think that the British Empire represents the people of England, or Scotland and Wales and so forth. It's not. The British Empire is actually based on a monetary system. That is, the basic power of the British Empire is monetarist. For example, all of Africa is controlled by the British. They control it by administration. They control it by mechanisms, such as financial mechanisms and things like that. That's easy to see. But what we're headed for, the big number, is we've seen that since the killing of Muammar Gaddafi of Libya. Now, I say, why did they kill him? Here's this guy. They defeated him. He's running away. He's leaving the country. He's no problem to them anymore. Why should they kill him? Well, what they did is they got him in a kind of a ravine-like situation. They shot him down. He was wounded. Then they came up to him, and they killed him. So, in other words, here's a man who has been taken prisoner, a former leader of a nation. He's wounded. He's helpless. He's in their hands. And they execute him. Now, the orders for this came from the trio of London, France, and the United States, that of President Obama. They killed him. Then the explanation came out of France that the reason this has happened was the powers that be did not wish to have Obama alive, or rather, Gaddafi alive, because they argued that if he were alive, they'd have to put him on trial. And if they put him on trial, that would interfere with their program. They intended to go directly from the killing of Gaddafi into starting the war with Israel launched against Iran, and against Syria. Now, these were not the real targets. These were targets, very real targets.
And by the way, sir, as you know, Hillary made a joke about, we came, we saw, he died, basically imitating what Julius Caesar said, and she laughed about it. So not only are they engaged in barbarous war crimes, now they're making jokes about it. And to make it worse, she's not even a military person, which just adds to the obscenity. It's bad enough to be a warrior and brag about killing somebody, but to be a sack of sycophantic globalist filth, it's amazing.
Well, no, she take her case and look at it, what actually happened. She had a policy of being a restraining influence against Obama. And she did a fairly good job. But then they came down on her. Now, you have to understand that the people around Obama threatened assassinations and similar kinds of things. She was terrified. And you will notice that since that terrifying of her, which is on the record, she changed her personality. That doesn't mean she changed herself in her character. It means she's now submitted to the monster.
Let me stop you. It's always so complex when you get on because it's so well documented. There's a lot between the lines. You had a Freudian slip almost twice and kept saying Obama assassinated. And it's funny you mentioned that because I was going to raise that later but didn't know if I should because I was rereading what the big Jewish Atlanta newspaper editor said. He said, I've met with the Mossad people. You know, they are looking at killing Obama. I'm serious about this. They better attack Iran. That was pretty much an open threat. And that's the word I'm getting is they could use an assassination of Obama as some type of false flag to launch a wider war and blame it on the Iranians.
Well, this is all part of the pattern. But I look at this thing from the end game. What's the end game here? Not what are the details of things that come up on the side. What we're headed with is something very soon. It's coming out of London, but the United States plays a key role in it. The United States has the greatest thermonuclear power for weaponry on this planet. A lot of it is concentrated in the Pacific Ocean, in our submarines. We can virtually obliterate much of this planet with one shot, that is one barrage, properly aimed. Now, that's the threat that we're facing. The timing of that threat comes before the next election inside the United States. If this was intended earlier, but it was postponed, we had people in our Joint Chiefs of Staff who said, you can't do this. You have other people saying, you cannot even think about this. Because if you're thinking about a war with the parties that you're indicating, which include the British Empire and the United States under Obama working for the British Empire on this policy, you realize that you have the greatest threat to humanity imaginable. Now, whether the British do it or not, by controlling Obama, who controls the submarine fleet, ultimately as commander-in-chief of the U.S. forces, whether they do that or not is uncertain. My view is the British have two intentions. Obama's doing what he's doing. He's not really very intelligent. He's a sick man. But he's doing it for this British monarchy, who have a whole policy of reducing the human population from 7 billion people to 1 billion people in a very rapid order. And that's where the evil is coming from. Now, the British, of course, are now, in their policy, are threatening to compel U.S. forces to be used to obliterate the targeted nations they intend to obliterate. And we have in our naval capability, the submarine capability, a typical typification of what our capability is to do that. Without us, without the United States and its forces being complicit with the British couldn't do it, even though they're the inspiration of the policy. So our situation is we've had our military and other people in other parts of the world recognize what this problem is and know we've got to stop the British attack. We know the only efficient way to stop this, and it could stop it, is to get Obama out of office. Now, he's not only impeachable because he's violated most of our Constitution. He could take a track check. But the key thing here is that he is clinically insane. This man, I know I did back in April of 2009.
Mr. LaRouge, I apologize for interrupting you. Let's come right back on the other side and continue looking at this. Because he's not mincing words here, and he's not hyping it. So many mainline analysts say this could lead to World War III. The Russians are sending Spetsnaz. Now, the Iranians are sending special forces into Syria.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
All right, Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. We'll give you his websites here in a moment. They're very important to visit. A lot of great information. This is a short little 5-6 minute segment, long segment coming up. We'll get to some of your calls then. But we had a lady who was on hold that I talked to before you came on with us, sir. And she was saying, well, what's the crisis? What should I prepare for? What could happen? You were getting into Obama being an insane puppet, and I want you to finish with that. But, I mean, what are the different scenarios that we could see unfold, the buildup to war with Iran, the Iranian and Russian troops going into Syria, Hillary beating the drums for war, Obama? This whole thing is escalating. And then we hear people saying, well, Obama is not wanting enough war. He's liberal. That sounds like a bunch of, you know, left cover garbage. I mean, he's doing everything the big corporations want him to do.
Of course. But I think I should be very careful now, because even while the facts I will state are all true, I've got to think about your listeners, for example, that I don't absolutely terrorize them. Tell them exactly what the situation is. First of all, the British are running this operation, the British Empire. The British Empire is not a kingdom. It's an international financial power, which includes Wall Street, for example, their own country. And that's the power you're up against. They want to maintain the imperial tradition of Rome, which is what the British Empire's tradition is, adopted later. Now, therefore, you have to understand the way the British think. And very few Americans understand how the British think. They hear how they talk. They don't understand what's behind that talk, at least on the high level. There are two options we face right now. Apart from the obvious option we desire, is Obama should be thrown out of office now before he gets anywhere near an election. He could be thrown out for a number of reasons, for violations of the Constitution, and he could also be thrown out as an insane person, for which he's qualified. This man is actually a man of that type. He, under the Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, this man is qualified to be suspended from the office of the president. All that would be required is the Vice President of the United States would utter such a finding, present it to members of the cabinet, and if they agreed, then the president would have to step back while the matter was being challenged. That would be the best solution. Or if he simply would resign for some reason.
All right, I want to stop you briefly. Why is it so important for him, the figurehead, to be brought down? A, but B, I agree with you. I've seen a lot of stuff that shows he's more than just a narcissist. He says there's 57 states. He bizarrely does full bows to anybody who's royal. He's saying more and more weird stuff. I mean, what's your intel? So I know you have an incredible intelligence network. I mean, are you hearing he's actually completely nuts? And what is the form of psychosis?
Well, he is actually the same thing as the Emperor Nero. He has in history an identity and a profile, which I presented in April of 2009, warning about what this guy was going to do. He is actually, somebody picked a guy whose mental state was that of the same as the Emperor Nero, and who, you know, in the end killed himself when he was losing the case at that point. But in this case, what's happening is the British are in control of this thing, and Obama's nothing but a British puppet. He's also insane. And its significance is that as President of the United States, with his insanity and the power he's using with the direction of the British, he could cause World War III, thermonuclear World War III. So if we don't remove him from power as it stands now, here we got two options. You have to think of what's the British option. The British option is if they can't win it any other way, they are now prepared to order through the President of the United States the launching as of our submarine fleet in the Pacific to launch the greatest capability in thermonuclear warfare that exists on this planet. Without the United States under control of the British, under Obama's control, that could not happen. Therefore, we have to get Obama out, because the most likely way to save this nation, if we continue to tolerate Obama, if he's continued to be president, they're not going to wait for the next election of the United States. The danger comes now. We don't know the exact date, but we're approaching that point. Now, two things are, the British have two objectives. Now, the British know what, command, knows exactly what they're doing when they're prompting the United States to unleash forces such as the submarine thermonuclear capability in the Pacific and also the Atlantic. And they know what they're doing. They are obviously not anticipating a pleasant trip with that. They would prefer to use the threat, as Hitler did in Germany to the Germans. To use the threat.
Mr. LaRouche, stay there. That was a short segment. Long one coming up. This is key. That's what I wanted to ask you when we get back. Why are they openly announcing that they're moving most of the forces to diminish the Chinese? The Chinese, as you know, their president has now said, prepare for war with the United States. Incredible. When they hold most of our debt. They're going towards war on every front. I know the British model. Divide and conquer. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Holding, and they called in with questions and comments about the show. I'm going to have John Harmon. We don't normally screen your calls. I'm going to have John go through them and find out who's got questions for our guest. Who would want to ask our guest questions? I mean, this is the most important subject. And then I'll do 5 minutes or even more of overdrive to get to everybody else. There's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to. Twitter, Facebook, Google, they're all announcing they're going to go along with governments to censor. I saw where now government's going to ask them, don't let people Twitter about police roadblocks or about police checkpoints or police speed traps. Well, what do you think a CB is? You know, Breaker 19, let me know if there's any smoky on up ahead. I mean, it's good. We're allowed to talk to each other. You don't have prior constraint on us talking to each other. But going back to our guest, you can call them if you ever want to get a copy of their intelligence report that comes out on a routine basis. Great magazine. 800-929-7566 or LaRouchePack.com. There's also other websites they have as well, but LaRouchePack.com. And he joins us now. Okay, so we're going to break, and we were talking about understanding the city of London, the Venetian black nobility, vestigial remnant of the Roman Empire and Byzantine system that survived and was taken in to Europe and then finally settling after, I guess, the Templars purge in London and Scotland, for that matter. But in London, in the city of London, the city within the city, one of those, again, cities on its own, a sovereign saying that they're above everyone. What is their mindset so people can understand it and what this great game is, and why do they have the U.S. military openly menacing the communist Chinese, who our own government has helped give the MIRV technology and ICBM Long March technology to? What is this great game?
Well, the game includes the elimination of the Russia, China, India, and so forth. The immediate target for weapons attack is from the United States if it's working under the British direction, which Obama represents. In that case, then the target is principally against the Russia, China, the other leading nations of Asia, including India. Those are the targets. Now, the British prefer not to take the risk of the repercussions of a full-scale thermonuclear attack on that part of the world and any other places they think is a threat to them. They would prefer to have us sign a treaty agreement with the British Empire, that is, with Wall Street and London, and thus submit to the dictatorship of those powers. That way the British would get everything. It would be a bit slower than winning a thermonuclear war, but they would accept that because they don't want to be killed too. They just want the people they want to kill to be killed. So therefore, we have two options. If we allow this president, Obama, to continue in the presidency, we are doomed because the full repercussion of launching a thermonuclear war. Our military are not guilty. Our military, our Joint Chiefs of Staff and people like that, and people in the intelligence community are of the same persuasion. They are fighting like the devil, and so far have helped to prevent this from happening. It was supposed to happen soon after the killing of Gaddafi. But we, our best military people were a key factor in preventing us, and some of our intelligence community were a key factor within the limits they have of power in this system, have delayed this thing so far. But we're now coming to the point that the British are getting desperate, and they're now pushing hard against Russia, against China, for total submission.
And, sir, I want to be clear, because the neocons and others write articles about myself, and they say, Jones doesn't want war with the Russians and Chinese. He must work for them. I mean, my family on both sides came over on the Mayflower. On my dad's side, the captain of the Mayflower, Battle of San Jacinto, Texas founding. How dare these banker operatives, these people that are helping sell out our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, I know you come from an old American family as well, how dare these type of people claim that because we don't want nuclear war and we don't want 30,000 drones in the skies and secret arrest of citizens, the system is showing us it's a bunch of tyrants, and then if we don't want war and conflict, we're traitors. No, they are the traitors. And is it not treason when they're launching wars under UN authority? They're not going to Congress. They're saying, we'll arrest citizens and kill citizens. I mean, I saw Lindsey Graham on TV. He goes, yeah, of course the NDAA is for citizens. We won't just arrest you. We'll kill you without a trial. I mean, they are trying to come out in the open and hide their tyranny in plain view and appeal to authority. And it's so real. You talk about nuclear war, all the elites, as you know, sir, but for the audience, you're not hyping this. They're building bunkers. The Chinese are saying, prepare for nuclear war. The Russians are threatening, saying, don't go into Syria. I mean, I've not seen rhetoric like this, even at the height of the Cold War. I mean, it's crazy, and it's like World War I or World War II, but now we got nukes and bioweapons. We're sleepwalking into oblivion and have just gotten so used to it, and people are watching football games. It has that same eeriness that I saw historians write about before the Great Wars. I know you were in World War II. So, is that what your gut is telling you and your intellect as well, sir?
I'm saying that the problem lies with our responsibility as Americans. Our responsibility here is to throw this President Obama out of office. Because if we're not willing to do that, we are not going to survive.
You're saying that's a signal to the world that there's big changes and the power structure is being reversed.
The point is the British Empire, which controls Wall Street. Remember, Wall Street has been from the beginning a British faction. Most of our presidents, I could go through them.
Well, they set up CFR in New York to control it on record. It's all British intelligence.
Sure it is. But the point is, if the problem is the killing of Kennedy and the entry into a long war of about 10 years in Indochina was intentional, and Kennedy opposed that, and he was killed to get him out of the way to get that war unclosed. That war destroyed an impetus which existed under Kennedy for projects which would rebuild this nation in a way which we would today envy. What has happened, we have essentially three generations of people who do not know, as adult experience, they do not know what the United States represented under Eisenhower and Kennedy, and of course also Roosevelt before. They don't know that. They've been terrorized by a succession of wars all over the world. We have our troops are being slaughtered, by perpetual warfare. We don't need that warfare. And I think you'll find that any leading military officer of our system.
Well, that's my next point, sir. All the top brass has come out and said a war on Iran is insane. Most of the Israeli people, the head of Mossad was fired a year ago because he wouldn't go along with it. I mean, this is so insane. The way I've heard it described by top CIA analyst Ray McGovern is it is a roll of the dice. And there isn't a good number on the die. It just runs from bad to worse. You know, a 6 is total nuclear war. A 1 is doubling of gas prices, regional war, terror attacks, economies going under. But that's the neo-feudalistic British imperial model. And they say it's a post-industrial world. They're digging in. They've got seed vaults. They're building bunkers. I mean, the establishment, as you know, is acting like they're getting ready for World War III.
Absolutely. But the point is, I look at it from the standpoint. Complaining doesn't get you anywhere. What do we do about it?
What do we do then?
And the point is, we have to arouse the American people in a different way than we usually do. What happened after Pearl Harbor, we had a situation where Roosevelt knew that the attack on Pearl Harbor was coming, but he also knew that most of the Americans would not fight the Japanese under those conditions and others. So therefore, we did not act to defend Pearl Harbor, even though we know it was happening, because the naval and army forces commanding the position in Pearl Harbor, for example, were not going to do anything to stop it. So therefore, Roosevelt was mobilize us to war, because he knew under those conditions of an actual direct attack on the United States by Japan would mobilize the American forces. Now I was in New York at that time when this happened, that Sunday. And I was walking across from Midtown Manhattan from east side to west side for a business appointment. And as I walked into this place, I got this hotel I went to meet my people. I heard the voice of Roosevelt coming over the reports on Roosevelt coming over. And I looked at what happened to the people. And you would, in this 2 or 3 hours following that noontime report, I saw a transformation of the American people in New York City as elsewhere. They were screaming, trying to get enlisted in the army to defend the United States. And that was not the case in the day or so before the Pearl Harbor event. Now, the problem is, I'm not looking for a Pearl Harbor-like event right now. But the problem here is the lack of competent leadership from leading centers, people in government, as in the Senate, for example, in particular, who know this stuff. They know it, but they're not doing a damn thing about it because they don't think it's safe, politically safe for them to do it. That is a result of the demoralization of our population over 3 generations, that is among adults, from the killing of Kennedy and especially from the experience of the launching of the actual prolonged Indochina war. But we have been going through war.
I understand, sir. So what is the time frame? I mean, there's a big awakening happening, but it's not coordinated. The Congress has the lowest approval rating. Obama's unpopular. But it doesn't matter what we want or makes sense. 70%+ don't want all these wars. They just keep going forward. So what do you see happening if the British puppet, the globalist puppet, Obama, is not removed?
Well, what you've got now, the problem is you have no guts, especially represented by all of the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidate. If you have that list of candidates, presidential candidates or pre-candidates, this nation is demoralized. That kind of electing, that kind of junk to be the leading candidates for the direct election? You do that? You tolerate that? You tolerate these clowns?
Well, why don't the banksters, centered in around London, as you say, why do they want us so demoralized? I guess so that we follow every order.
Right. They want the folks, they're going to intend to reduce the population of the United States, among other places, you know. You don't think we're going to come out of this as spectators to this great war?
No.
We are among the targeted victims of this war. And if we can't...
Let's explain. The British play everybody off against each other. See, people think of it as you pick one side or the other. No. Think about the third position of the group manipulating you. That's what the Rothschilds have always done. You've written about them. They're all supporting this. Here's David Rockefeller from his memoir. We are on the verge of a global transformation. We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Here's another one, speaking on the New York Times about how great Mao Zedong is. Here's a quote out of his memoirs, page 405. Some even believe we, the Rockefeller family, are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalist, and I'm conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. But they're not one world, everybody work together and be friends. They're one world corporate global empire.
It's monetarism. That's monetarism. I say the problem is, the solution is, my experience internationally, and knowing people in other countries, leading circles in other countries, important nations, I know that if the people of the United States would say what they are thinking now, in a large degree, they're thinking that this collection of Republican candidates and this Democratic candidate, Obama, the president, that as long as these people are treated with respect, the American people are going to submit and they will not fight. And if they will not fight, we're duck soup. And the problem is our politics stinks as a result of three generations, effectively, in terms of adults. What happened when Jack Kennedy was killed and we went into the Indochina War? We have never reversed that trend.
I understand. So what about this issue, sir? You talk about provocations. I was noticing that the Israeli papers reported that the folks that ran the Levon affair, blowing up U.S. Movie theaters and things full of U.S. service people in Egypt to try to blame Egypt and start a big war. I noticed they were recently given awards. I know they've had, like I said, that publisher saying, go after the president if he doesn't launch the wars. What about Israel or the British or other groups? We know Israel was created by the... big banksters.
Israel as such is not a relevant problem in this case. You have an Israeli premier and a small circle of British stooges who are carrying the name of Israel against the objections of traditional leaders of Israel. The leading traditional leaders of Israel up to this point have all opposed this kind of operation, including against, Iran and so forth. They're against it.
What's going to happen if Iran gets attacked?
Well, if Iran gets attacked, that's intended by the British to be the trigger used to launch the war. It depends on the point at which the British are able to get a secure control over ordering through the President of the United States ordering the launching of World War III as a thermonuclear war concentrated in Asia, but not limited to Asia.
Well, I've noticed they've moved the force to Asia, the naval and nuke forces, but the Russians and people are starting to concentrate in the Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf and Syria. But I guess they're thinking China's going to come in to back up Iran.
No, it's different. It's a whole package. The whole Asia-centered package is one package of nations. Russia, China, India, and other leading nations, Japan, Korea, and so forth, who want no part of this policy.
No, I understand. They're not going along. I mean, I know they're moving the fleets and the troops there and to Australia, but what I'm saying is I see a lot of conflict in the Middle East, too. How does that kick off stuff in Asia?
All that Middle East case, that problem now, is all comes from Britain, number one, and it comes from our presidency, the Obama presidency. That's the cause of all the Middle East problems right now.
All right, I want to ask you when we come back and take a few calls, how are they planning on starting a war with the communist Chinese then? We'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have 2 law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Alright, I'm going to do 5 minutes of overdrive, and hopefully Lynn LaRouche can stay with us. I forgot to ask him during the break, but I will get to some of the calls there. I want to talk to Mr. LaRouche, folks like Dan and Teeny and others, and I'll try to get to everybody else that's there. But I was thinking about the psychology, say, of Don Corzine, Obama's big financial advisor, stealing $1.2 billion. Now they've announced they're going to keep it because he lost a 40-to-1 bet. The hubris level, the chutzpah level, the bravado level, whatever you want to call it, the megalomania level, I don't ever get people that just think they're 100% bulletproof. Maybe when I was 14 years old. But I just don't get these guys that have all this power. I mean, I've got a little bit of power with millions of listeners, and it kind of is a big responsibility, freaks me out. I try to be more careful about what I say because, I realize that it affects things. But there's this opposite where you have all these madmen running things who make 40-to-1 bets, and I don't know how they think they're going to make it through a big nuclear war. They're just crazy.
Well, the Corzine case, as I know it, would give you the answer to that. Corzine is not a thief. He's not a bad person. But he came up as a person seeking an impulse for a career. He took the career he had available to him. And what he did as a banker was what was accepted in that time and is accepted generally.
I know, that's what I mean. It's reckless to make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money.
Of course it is, but the point is, that's the system now. And you can't blame the individual, the whole system is there. Look at your entire Congress.
I'm saying this is a crazy system with nuclear weapons. These people are crazy.
Of course, but think about the repeal of Glass-Steagall that occurred. All the worst damage that has been done to the United States and its people was the revoking of Glass-Steagall in the last phase of that process. And the repeal of Glass-Steagall opened the gates for all the hell which has burst out since that time. So you have to blame the people who orchestrated that and the people who defended the key bankers that were doing it. The orders for this came from London. But people weren't thinking about loyalty or anything else. They were thinking about money.
Sure, but that's my point, is they knew when they opened up the derivatives casino, fractional reserve banking to the moon, that it would cause a global implosion. What I'm saying is they are trying to ride this target, this bomb down to the target, like Dr. Strangelove.
In some cases, yes, the leading ones. The British ones and the key people in Wall Street, the top people, Wall Street, the real Wall Street, Morgan, and that interest. They've been thieving, and people have loved them in Maine. Not loved them in the sense of physically loving them, but admiring them for their achievement and wishing that they could have the same thing. Our morality has been destroyed by the destruction of our characteristic American initiative, which is not a money issue. We're not monetarists, not honest Americans. We believe in a credit system. Our system was based on a credit system. And all this stuff is a violation of the credit system. The main thing we have to think about is the cure of this problem, rather than the complaint against it. My point is, we are in a situation of crisis where I believe that if more people would respond, we could, first of all of these Republican candidates for president, a joke, worse than a joke. Obama, an abomination. Then why are these abominations listed as the probable presidential candidates? That's where our problem lies.
Lyndon, we've got to go to break. Will you come back and take a couple more calls with us?
Sure.
Or a couple of calls, great. And I do want to ask you, because I understand you disagree with some folks on solutions, if you're specifically talking about Ron Paul, because he's against the war, and he certainly is a man of principle, and he's predicted everything that's happening as well. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.